ever get that feeling, you know, trying to sell something online, it's just like way too many hoops to jump through.
Oh, tell me about it. Between the fees and the middleman, it sometimes feels like you're losing out before you even start.
Exactly. But what if there was a way to just like cut out all that noise? That's where decentralized exchanges come in, DEXs, for those in the know.
Ah, getting right into it, I see. DEXs, the wild west of crypto trading. What are we diving into today?
Doblin's Cash. They're kind of known for being the user-friendly option in the DEX world. And they've got this whole guide on their site about connecting your wallet.
Their onboarding process is actually pretty clever, I have to say. They walk you through everything, but also emphasize the security aspect, which is huge in a space where you're basically your own bank.
For sure, security is paramount. And I like that they don't just tell you to connect your wallet, they actually show you, like click by click, how to verify the URL.
Which is so basic, but you'd be amazed how many people skip that step.
I know, right? Like, if a site doesn't have that front and center, that's a huge EE red flag.
It's like security 101, but phishing scams thrive on people overlooking those details. Goblin's Cash also does a good job of explaining approval requests, which can be another stumbling block.
Oh, yeah, those pop-ups. I'll admit I've been guilty of just clicking through those without really thinking twice.
It's easy to do, but those approvals are basically you giving the platform permission to interact with your assets. So it's important to understand what you're agreeing to. Goblin's Cash makes that super clear.
Now, speaking of assets, they seem to play it safe with the wallets they support. MetaMask, Wallet Connect, Coinbase Wallet, Rabi Wallet, even an option for all wallets.
They're casting a wide net.
What would you recommend for someone who's just starting out with DEX?
Well, MetaMask is kind of the go-to, the reliable one. It's been around forever, super compatible with almost everything.
Yeah, kind of like the Swiss Army knife of crypto wallets, right?
Exactly. But with great popularity comes, well, you know, more eyes on it. Hackers target it more, so you got to be extra careful with security if you're using MetaMask.
So there's a trade-off there, security for access.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Now, Wallet Connect is a different beast altogether. It's less about storing your assets and more about how you connect to a DEX. Imagine you want to use your phone on a friend's Wi-Fi, but you don't want to give them your password, right? It's
Right.
kind of like that. Wallet Connect lets you use your mobile wallet to interact with the DEX without directly exposing your keys.
Oh, I see. An added layer of security there.
Exactly. Then there's Coinbase Wallet. Easy to use, especially if you're already in the Coinbase ecosystem. But you are more reliant on a centralized platform, which kind of defeats the purpose of a DEX in the first place.
True. Kind of goes back to square one in a way. And what about Rabi Wallet? That's a new one to me.
It is relatively new, but gaining popularity. It's big on speed and security, which is always a plus.
Also.
It has this built-in security system that scans every transaction for potential risks before it even hits the blockchain. So it's like having a bodyguard for your crypto.
It sounds like they're really tailoring to specific user needs within the space.
Yeah.
Goblin's Cash mentions the usual troubleshooting tips like clearing your cache and updating your browser. But what about slippage? I feel like that's something that can really trip up new DEX users.
Slippage is a big one. Imagine you're buying a coffee, right? And the price suddenly jumps up a few cents between the time you order and when they ring you up.
Frustrating.
That's basically slippage. It's more common on DEXs because of how they work with liquidity providers and order books.
So, to kind of wrap things up here, exploring the Goblin verse seems pretty straightforward, especially with their emphasis on security.
They do a good job of holding your hand through the process.
But as we've seen, diving deeper into the world of DEXs, there's definitely a learning curve. Whether it's choosing the right wallet or understanding how things like slippage can impact your trades.
Precisely. It makes you think Goblin's Cash makes getting into DEX is easy, but what are you giving up for that simplicity?
What are the trade-offs?
Yeah, what features might a more experienced user be looking for that Goblin's Cash maybe doesn't offer? Something to ponder as you continue your DEX journey.
Food for thought.